This is Minnesota Native News. I'm Marie Rock. In South Minneapolis, urban Native leaders are focused on public safety concerns tied to people who are homeless and using opioids on the streets. Reporter Melissa Townsend tells us more.
At a recent community meeting, I met Abel Gabrihuit. He works with the Indigenous Peoples Task Force Needle Exchange. The program is on the ground in the Phillips neighborhood in South Minneapolis. They offer many services for intravenous drug users, including handing out clean syringes in exchange for used ones.
Okay. Let's do it.
Abel and his co-worker, Mo Mike, also do sweeps around the neighborhood, most mornings and most evenings. Today, I'm going along with Abel.
This right here is our first place we're going to stop, Minnesota Indian Women's Resource Center. They have a park for their kids. And oftentimes what we notice is that any place there is somewhere to sit, if you can't be seen from the street, then that's where people will use.
He has a silver bucket and what I'll call a grabber, like a metal pole with a mechanical hand on the end. He doesn't want to touch the used needles on the ground.
I kind of keep my eye open for the orange caps. And if you find an orange cap, then a syringe is probably nearby. And there goes another one, kind of just eyeing me down right there.
Hepatitis C and HIV can be transmitted from sharing a needle or from being stuck by a used needle. So collecting these stray needles helps stop the spread of the disease and keep people safe.
We don't want the kids to have to climb over people or even have to like watch their every step for syringes. And that's really, you know, a big part of why we started doing the sweeps.
We walk down the block behind All Nations Church. There are a handful of needles on the ground, lots of orange caps, and someone is laying under several blankets in the corner. Abel whispers,
We'll probably just go around him.
He says normally he would check to make sure the person was alive, and then he would ask him to move.
So in a situation like that, it kind of breaks my heart. You don't want to shoo them away to nowhere.
Abel doesn't feel good about telling people to move because he knows there's nowhere for them to go. Native leaders here are frustrated that these public safety problems persist, even after all the attention that was given to the tent city that was in this area last year. They continue to meet intensely to figure out what they can do, and they continue to engage city, county, and state officials on how they can contribute to the solution. For Minnesota Native News, I'm Melissa Townsend.
Jerry Zink is 16 years old. He's Minneconjou Lakota from Cheyenne River, and he's a comics aficionado. He has recently started posting his movie reviews on Facebook. And today he shares his review of a blockbuster film out in theaters now.
The movie Joker is a great, thought-provoking character study of Arthur Fleck and his descent into the sociopathic Joker. If you're expecting Joker to be a superhero movie, then you're going to be surprised with how darkly character-driven it is. The film stars Joaquin Phoenix as Arthur Fleck, a working-class clown performer who has dreams of becoming a comedian. In the beginning, we see some of Arthur's more disturbing sides, but he can still control them. As the movie progresses, however, we see what social isolation, backstabbing, and abuse can do to a person like Arthur. He becomes more disturbing. The movie wisely does not stylize, sanitize, or justify Arthur's horrible deeds. The violence is genuinely unnerving and hard to watch. Joaquin Phoenix is incredible in the movie. He embodies the loneliness, social isolation, and mental disorders that make Arthur such an interesting character. He is somewhat sympathetic, but Arthur is a sociopath, and the movie doesn't mask that. Because the story is told from Arthur's perspective, it's up to the viewer to interpret whether different scenes are real or not. This gives the film an amazing ambiguity that will be discussed for a while. The only problems with the movie have to do with the fact that it focuses so tightly on Arthur Fleck. There's not much depth to the supporting characters. The motivations of many of the side characters are intentionally unexplained. The movie is also a complete deviation from the version of the Joker from other media. If the movie wasn't called Joker, there'd be very few connections to the Batman franchise. In conclusion, I think Joker is a game changer for comic book movies. It is an incredible, standalone character piece that is still able to offer up a great critique of society. I give the movie 9 out of 10.
That was Jerry Zink, the 16-year-old Lakota comics enthusiast, with his review of Joker. This is Minnesota Native News. Minnesota Native News is produced by Ampers, diverse radio for Minnesota's communities, made possible by funding from the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund and the citizens of Minnesota.